Commander Seehaver, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So let me ask you, Memorial Day is approaching. So how should Americans view this special day and remember the fallen at the same time?
Yes, I think it's a good question and a good topic to begin with, since it's right around the corner here and with Memorial Day, because some people feel very uncomfortable about it in some cases, or guilty, I should maybe say. You know, we know that it's the beginning of summer, and people like to have a cookout. They begin their cookouts, you know, their brats and burgers, and some like to go to the beaches and do their camping and just kick things off. And I always say, hey, it's okay to do those things. Don't feel guilty about those things. But the key in Memorial Day is to take time and set it aside and remember. And remember what? Remember the cost of freedom. Remember that that all the things that we enjoy, somebody laid down their life and gave the ultimate sacrifice, right? And so that is the key with Memorial Day. We always see the signs, or maybe have read the those little stickers that say freedom is not free. And the thing is it's a reality. Freedom is not free. There was definitely a cost. And so take time and set it aside and remember. And then the second phase on that, I always say, is to teach. Teach our young, teach our grandkids and our children that phrase, freedom is not free. And I think America will be a better place for it.
Great. And so when our veterans do come home, I understand that suicide prevention is really a top priority at the American Legion. What can be done to stop veterans from actually taking their own lives? I understand you have a new Be the One campaign. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that we are embarking upon, and it's really, as I say, it's more than a campaign, and it's not just a catchy phrase or even a marketing tool. It's really, like we said, a mission, and we want to lower that veteran suicide rate. You know, the stats out there are just, they're sad. I mean, some of our listeners are going to understand when I say 17, 18, 22 per day. The stat that I have been giving is 135,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11. That is more than all the deaths incurred from Korea to present that were killed. That's staggering. And so what we are doing is we're taking the lead on this. We want to be the largest veterans organization in the world to be the most trained on this suicide prevention. We're not training to be, you know, mental health experts, even though May is Mental Health Month. We don't want to be experts in that field. We don't want to say we want to be the Legionnaire Counselor of the Year, but we want to train our family members to be aware of the situation that might present itself to us. And if somebody is being isolated, somebody is indulging in risky behaviors, such as, you know, using maybe drugs or increase the use of alcohol or giving things away, just to name a few of those additional indicators or signs, we want our family members to be aware of that and to then step up and ask those uncomfortable questions again. You know, as you know, do you have suicidal ideations? Do you feel like you want to hurt yourself or feel like you don't want to live anymore? Those are flags for us. And then to listen, you know, to open up our hearts and show that we do care. Take time, put the phone down and listen, you know. And from there, we want to follow that up with our resources that we should be aware of and that we're going to be trained on. Then we can pick up the phone if it's a crisis situation, especially dial 988. We want our listeners to be aware of that number. It's that suicide hotline number. But 988, and then if it is a veteran-specific issue, we dial 1 after that. So these are the resources that we want to be aware of and put into practice, and we want to be trained more and more. And so that's why we're taking a very serious lead on this with Be the One. Be the One to Save One, because changing lives and saving lives are important to us.
Great. So besides the Be the One campaign, I know the American Legion works on many, many other issues. What are some of the other issues that you're working on currently?
So right now, I always say this because it probably would take up our whole show to go through all the list of things that we are on. But what I like to do is just go to legion.org/action, and that's our grassroots legislative initiatives. And so whether it is from concurrent receipt, where we're dealing with the disability tax, because sometimes what happens is our veterans have a disability, but yet they also retired. So what happens is they have to choose one or the other. And we say that's incorrect. One, they definitely have earned, and one, they deserve. You know, so they shouldn't be penalized. So we're calling that a veteran tax. And there's so many more that we have, especially with our Coast Guard. We talk about our Coast Guard, the importance of our Coast Guard. Well, when the government shuts down, they don't get paid because they are not part of the DOD. So when they talk about shutdown and they say, oh, our military is taken care of, well, Coast Guard are part of the Homeland Security. So they still work, but they don't get paid. And to let our listeners know that back in 2019, this indeed did happen right during the end of the year, during December, not the prime time to get shut down, right, during Christmas and then the new year. And they didn't know when they were going to get their checks reinstated again. You know, they did get reimbursed, but during the time, that's a lot of anxiety, a lot of questions. So I'm always proud to say that the American Legion stepped up to the plate. We worked with the top-notch leadership within the Coast Guard, and we provided them with a grant of $1.4 million. $1.4 million. That didn't come from the sky. That did not come from the government. That came from our generosity, and that's what we do. We step up, we change lives, and we save lives. So I'm proud of that endeavor that we did.
You certainly do. And so that's here at home. And so I understand you're going to be traveling overseas soon. Why are you going overseas? Why is that important to you?
So again, when we talk about the things that we do here at the American Legion, we always talk about purpose and relevance. And my overseas trips is not just a vacation. You know, I get to go to Paris and get to go and see things. You know, you get to see what's in front of you, but it's all with purpose and relevance. And the key is to meet with our military personnel. One thing that we do hold as a priority as well is the quality of life issues over there. So we want to make sure that our military still in uniform are being provided the things that they need to complete the mission today and right now, especially as they have their uniform on yet. So that is part of my trip of why I'm going over in the Europe area, whether it's Spain and Normandy and, of course, Brussels and meeting with NATO and those entities and the like. So it's very important to our mission as well.
Wonderful. So where can my listeners get some more information about the Legion and also the Be the One campaign?
Yeah, so for more information with the American Legion and how to join and all that we do, just simply go to legion.org. That's our website. And for more about our suicide prevention, betheone.org. Just betheone.org as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Commander Daniel C. Hafer has been our guest today.